Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our 34th episode of Raw Talks, live from the farm. Today, I have both Simba and Mark with me. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
We're ready to talk about this. We've been speaking about it together as a group, so we're ready to share this unfolding.
So what are we talking about?
Well, you know, we've each kind of been on our own journeys independently to bring integrity to our lives, both on the physical, spiritual, and mental planes. And along the way, we've bumped into this idea about masculine and feminine wounds that we carry. And these wounds are often stemming from childhood or from stress, trauma, everyday living. And when you're in a relationship, those wounds tend to kind of grind against each other in not so great ways. So we've learned along the way that in the spiritual journey, eventually you're going to come to a place where even though you're healing yourself, you're going to find a place where that healing affects your partner. And so today we're going to talk about the different ways that that unfolds and what it feels like from both the masculine and the feminine perspective.
Yep. Very good summary. Yeah, I felt like sharing, because we will talk a little bit more about our own personal, you know, journeys and how we have worked with these energies, what to call it, or this circumstances for ourselves. And yeah, if there's someone who's not super familiar with what we do, then this whole the living with the spirit is basically founded on the deep conviction of me and Simba wanting to heal ourselves deeply. Like, we're exploring every single possible aspect that can promote our healing. And then if we feel like it's revolutionary, then we will absolutely deep dive into it, and then to a point where we can teach it ourselves. So at some point, we started to come across the fact that we have feminine and masculine energies and what they are really about and how much it affects you as a person, you know, just in a relationship or not, then it's absolutely, for me, when I started to realize it, it was mind blowing. It just had, it was like a secret door, like an invisible door that just opened up. And I was like, oh, wow, there's so much more possibilities here. And when you start to work on it on yourself, then the external world, as you said, starts to become affected. And since Simba and I live in a relationship, and we are both very deeply devoted to our own practice, then this was a very, very interesting new next step for us. So this, we started to explore this a couple of years ago. With great success. What were your thoughts, Simba?
I really like the concept, because that's something that I've been working with my whole life, and you know, growing up in a family doing martial arts and still in a progressive family that's open and not bound by what I feel traditional views of masculine and feminine. You know, like, I grew up and I could play with ponies and dollhouses, and like there was no like, no, you're a boy, you have to do this. So we didn't grow up with a bias in that sense of what is male and what is female, right? Like, what are the characteristics that a woman or a man should do? And that's not really what we're talking about today either. But what I realized with this work is that there are polarities and there are cores in us that could be feminine or masculine. And if I'm not aware of that, and if I'm acting from that core, and someone else is in like, let's say I'm in a masculine core, and another person in the relationship, whether they're female or male, is in the same core, that's going to repel each other. And it's going to cause a lot of conflict, because it becomes competitive. It becomes someone is trying to be the top, right? And it doesn't mean that a person has to be submissive or that someone has to be in control. it simply means following your truth. What is my core? What do I resonate with? What feels good for me? And that really ties it into what Mark says. Are you actually living from your core, or am I living from my trauma? Is this a nervous system response that I'm living from because there's something I haven't solved? And when I meet a partner, which we all know, or by the end of the show, hopefully know, relationships are the greatest mirror. All of those wounds will be mirrored. They will start to come up. They will be highlighted in different ways. And that's just an opportunity for them to heal. So when I look at the polarity work, it is really about creating that magnetic pull between each other, right? It could be attraction, central, keeping romance alive and emotions alive, but also harmony for yourself, for your nervous system. And it's also a very unique way of allowing yourself to be you, right? Mm-hmm. And not always be in a constant battle of what is expected of me. I think my part of me wants me to do that because my father thought I wanted to do that. That we actually take a moment and make a choice. You know, how do I want to be and what's my core? And I think it gives a very good framework of that. Very good framework and a lot of good practical ways of being that will enhance your life.
Yeah, one thing I want to add to that, Sarah, you mentioned about, you know, relationships, whether you're in a relationship or not. There, I think that there's kind of like three levels of relationships, and so there's the relationship with yourself, there's the relationship with others, and then there's the relationship with your divine spirit. Yep. And so there's a balance in all of those, and one of those can be out of balance, but it has to start with the core of the relationship with the self. So like you mentioned, regardless of whether you're in a relationship or not, there's that personal relationship you have to work on.
Yeah.
And for viewers who are coming into this, and we've had like three or four episodes prior building up to this, we're working inside of a framework where we talk about masculine and feminine wounds. And whether you are male or female, you might experience both or either the masculine or the feminine wound. And to put it in simple terms, a masculine wound happens to you when an ungrounded or a negative masculine experience happened to you in your life. Same for feminine. If you had an ungrounded or unbalanced feminine experience in your life, then you tend to carry that wound inside of you. And the way that it appears is that because nature is always trying to balance itself, if you have a deep masculine wound, then the feminine aspect will be lower and so on. So in order to overcome this, in order to bring and restore balance back into your life, you have to kind of dig into that wound to heal it and allow it to be seen. Because most of these wounds, we hide from them. You know, we put up shields and we put up walls and protect ourselves, shove it down. So allowing that to heal is actually the first step in that relationship with yourself, which then builds a foundation so you can start working on the relationship with others, whether it's a partner in a romantic relationship or business partners or friends of any kind. So just relating to other people around you.
Yeah, it's so I can share a little bit. So for me, the most obvious wound that I have had was the masculine shield that I put on. So very early in life, I remember even when that happened. I was it was just before I started high school, and before that I was very quiet. I didn't speak much. I was very shy. I didn't feel good about myself. And then I went traveling early, and I just decided to shift my personality and become a tough person and become a very outgoing person. And that then escalated into a bunch of different scenarios, and I started to develop a very, very hard exterior. And I went into corporate. I was only dressing black. I was really putting on this masculine shield. I was living in the structure. I was living in my calendar. I was a project manager. It was just dun, 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 dun. Just action, 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 action. And my nervous system, well, I didn't know that then, but it was extremely affected, and I was burning myself out. It's like I was burning both ends. And also like the feminine wound was that I didn't trust either feminine or masculine. I didn't trust anyone, basically. I didn't think that people were out to do good things. I didn't trust the masculine at all. I mean, it wasn't that long ago then until I realized that I didn't trust. I didn't know. That's the thing. I didn't know that the masculine wanted the same thing as the feminine, that they want also the relationship. They want the union. They want, you know, peace and harmony. They want to stay committed. They want to do these things, because I had never seen that. And I hadn't experienced that until I met the person before I met Simba. That was the first person that I encountered. That was a fantastic male person. So I got to heal within that union a lot, but it's not until now I can see what was happening, and I can see how I was reenacting my old different wounds, and how that affected my whole life. Not only the relationship, it affected my whole life. And that is why we, you know, dive deep into this and talk about this, because it affects all parts of your life if you're not balanced.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I really think it's an aspect to that when it comes to the wounds. And the wounds doesn't have to be parental. It can be any encounter with a role model for that gender. Not even gender, for that polarity, right? So it can even be a female can give you a masculine wound as well, right?
Right.
It's more of the energy that you are exposed to, right? Oh, don't cry, don't be like that, don't be a sissy, or, you know, all of these kind of things. And that will put you in the masculine overdrive polarity to the point where, like you said, maybe even look down on the feminine polarities. How can you ever get anything done? Who will listen to someone that comes from a point of, if I'm in a overly masculine dominant polarity, I might look at the feminine as weak. That's not weakness, that's a strength. It's a strength to be vulnerable, to be soft, and to still be firm in who you are. And I really think when people start to find that balance within them, that's when you can really find joy and peace and live in your purpose, because you're not meant to live outside of you polarity in that sense. We can do it if we have work or specific tasks, but if you live outside of your polarity for longer periods of time, you start to burn your body up.
Yeah.
Because your body and your mind is not designed to do that. So that's what I get when you say burn the candles in two ends, right? Because
yeah. I mean, it's a survival mechanism for a woman to step into her masculine. It's a survival mechanism because she's not experiencing the protectiveness of the healthy masculine, because the woman is not supposed to do that by herself. But when there's not the healthy masculine to be there to support and to protect and to provide, and we're not talking about these old tradition, you know, that the female needs to be like a housewife. It's not about that. It's an energy. It's a supporting, protecting, providing energy that someone, you have someone beside you that has that nurturing kind of energy towards it, and when that is not provided, the woman or a man, I mean, a man can have a very over masculine shield as well. I mean, we all see it. It's like super macho, like, you know, they have a wall up. They're just like not approachable. They're not in their heart space at all. They're like super tough all the time. And that's also a masculine wound, a masculine shield, but it's from like double masculine. So when we live in that state, we are in survival mode, and then the body is burning energy that is creating all kinds of stuff. So for me, it was such a showstopper. You know, it was like, wow. And the way that I have been reversing that has been a process, but it's the gift that keeps on giving. I can tell you that for sure. Stepping into the feminine, I felt like that was super weird and dorky. I thought it was like lame. Like, what is this? But the more I do it and the more my body responds to it, it's like, oh, this is super nice, because the female is supposed to be, you know, we're like pleasure units. We're supposed to have a good time and enjoy life all the time. And when you start to realize that, it's like, I can have some of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that resonates, Sarah, because like for my own personal journey, I've been married and divorced twice. Obviously there, you know, in both instances, both of us were carrying around wounds, masculine and feminine wounds. And in my perspective, the masculinity for me was about being badass and being cool and being macho. And that's not what the feminine needs. That actually attracts a kind of personality that wants to continue that cycle of being wounded. And so through two marriages of unbalanced activities, cheating, lying, stealing, all of it, I finally decided that there has to be a better way than this. There has to be a better way to relate to other people and have lasting love and companionship. And through my healing process, I had kind of decided that I didn't want to have relationships anymore. But through my healing and by healing my nervous system and becoming grounded and building myself up to be vital and secure and nurturing, I attracted the most beautiful love of my life that I never would have expected. Just a complete opposite kind of person that I normally attract. And it has been a godsend of a blessing to me and to her. And we both cherish each other deeply. And, I wish that everyone could experience that level of love and trust and companionship whenever you work through those wounds. And I can see your eyes tearing up, Sarah. You're gonna make me cry, and then we're all gonna be crying. But it's true. Yeah, I mean, it's a very deep feeling that can transpire between two people, especially when it starts with the groundedness of the masculine. So if the masculine can be centered and strong, but not strong in a macho way, purity through strength in your action, strength in your behavior, strength in your discipline, strength in your word. Then when that is the foundation, then the feminine feels comfortable to relax, and the feminine can let go and be like, oh, finally, someone's going to actually support me and actually take care of me and actually follow through with what they say and actually do the things that they promised they were going to do. And I can trust it.
Yeah.
When there's trust, then the feminine can blossom. The feminine doesn't have to work overdrive. The feminine doesn't have to always check that the man has done his job. You know, that's like taking care of three or four different people. So yeah. The feminine has that space. And that's where the communion can happen. That's where the sacred union starts to blossom.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, and I really agree. And I mean, I've seen both of you in this instance, in the relationship. I've seen both of you before, and then when you met each other, and you know, it's just a proof of the work that you both are doing and how healing it is and how that healing extends beyond the two of you. I've seen it into both of your family lines and how it improves relationships. And it's beautiful and very powerful to watch. And I really think if you start with the relationships and the communities, the families, it has this ripple effect, because when you heal one relationship, and especially the one to yourself, that's going to transpire into all of your relationships and interactions and dynamics with other people. And, you know, this goes for same-sex relationships as well. It doesn't have to be male-female. It goes to all relationships. And I really like to look at it as it's not male-female. It's plus-minus, right? Like it's male-female, of course, but it's like plus-minus. It's like magnetism, right? Yep. If you have two of the same poles, they're going to repel each other, right? You have to find a dynamic that completes each other. And that's like what you said, Mark. Nature is always trying to find that balance. If you don't find that balance, you usually find pain. And pain is a teacher. Pain is a teacher until we learn to not do that anymore. Okay, I had enough of the pain. This is my standard, rock bottom, whatever you want to call it. And I don't want to pass through this. I'm choosing to do something else. And that's what really came up for me, you know, make a choice. If I want to be different, I know 80% of our patterns and behaviors come from the autonomic nervous system, subconscious mind, and the trauma enforced. But there's a spiritual choice too that goes beyond all of this. Like making a choice, you know, what do I want to do? And then seek out the resources and help that I need to be able to be that person, to find myself. And I think that's the most beautiful gift you can give to yourself. And speaking from experience, I see how far it goes, how many lines it goes down into families, friends, and it doesn't stop. It's like you said, it's the gift that keeps on giving, but not just to you. It just continues.
Yeah, it's a very strong ripple. But I mean, we've been working with this for quite some time on our own. You know, we have our individual practices, but I had that strong feeling that because we were training with someone and that has a slight, like we were trained like a little bit different. There's different lineages. And I always had the feeling like, when you, I mean, Siva, so Mark's wife, not wife, but girlfriend, partner, is not here. It's not one of us. It's someone that you live with here at the farm. But when I see that you guys step in, the deeper you step into your masculine, the more my nervous system automatically just relaxes. So I felt that I was doing a lot of work on myself, but I knew that when you two, and especially Simba for me, because Simba is my husband, I knew that something would shift. I just felt that intuitively. And then a massive shift happened and Simba just stepped into his masculine. And then my nervous system just whomp like this. And because there was a level of grounding that I couldn't really connect to. I could feel it, like there's something here, because the masculine wound was so, so, so deep within me. And when Simba started to become he had a very big breakthrough. And I mean, the effect on me was just incredible, like incredible. The amount of safety that I started to feel, and the amount of healing that was came as an effect, as a ripple effect.
Yeah, it's really been observable too. From different like layers, but you know, both like observable with my eyes, observable energetically. You know, Sarah, you have. You know, really allowed the feminine essence to come out, and like the way that you dress, the way you hold yourself, the activities that you do, and Simba holding the masculine space, not only for Sarah, but for everyone who comes here to Living the Spirit, they feel that presence and they feel held by it. And, you know, while a lot of our customers are rising women, And so we pride ourselves on having a strong masculine presence for that feminine energy to step into, to feel safe, to feel supported, and to feel connected. So, you know, I think Simba, you really led the path in you know, helping all of us to ground ourselves and hold that space. So we're all growing because of it.
Yeah, it's so clear the work that you are doing. I mean, no, this is not going to be like an internal love fest, but it's so clear. It's so, so, so clear. And now when we are bringing Mark into the even closer and bringing him in fully and living with the spirit, it's just like, you know, I'm having these two very strong masculine energies to support me. And that's awesome. It's just the best feeling in the world, because then I can step into even more in my feminine and allow that to explore and to be creative and do what I'm supposed to do. So I feel like I'm coming closer and closer to my purpose. and to my freedom. And it's just extraordinary. It's just such a good feeling. And now it's starting to come. And this is also something that, most of our visitors are female, and a lot of them have both the feminine wound, but also the masculine wound. And a lot of them have the masculine shield. And to be able to work very closely with a healthy masculine energy to hold space, that actually heals like generational trauma. Like you won't believe what happens, you know, when people show up and you know, in such a short time, you know, the 3-week retreat. I mean, 3 weeks, what is that in your life, you know? And just see things just flying off. It's just, I mean, it's amazing. And people start to be very curious about this, because when I started talking about this a couple of years ago, I started to realize that there's a lot of women who are experienced the, especially the masculine shield, like the project managers of the family. They take care of everything. They are like chuk 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 like this all the time, like in doing mode. Like, I'm not enough. I need to do more. I need to just this constant running towards something. And that was one of the reasons why I had to leave, because I was like, I don't want to go where this is heading. It's like, this is this saying from one of my teachers: if you don't change your direction, you might end up where you're going. And I had that in my mind, and I was like, wow, I do not want to end up where, because I can see where this is headed, and it's not going to a safe or fun or good place, because my body is just breaking down. And a lot of females are reaching out to me saying, I know exactly what that is. So that's why we keep talking about it, and we will continue to deep dive into it and start to help people really to find that balance. And it's, I mean, the end result is the sacred union with whoever you are supposed to be with. But it's, as you said, Mark, it starts with yourself, and it doesn't matter if it's a friend or a colleague or a union, then, or any kind of union, because the work is the same. It's the relationship and how we relate to each other that is the absolute core of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that feedback. Appreciate those words. They're very beautiful. I really think it's about becoming a leader, and becoming a leader for yourself. Mm. Leader for your own emotions, leader for your own thoughts, leader in your life, right? And I found myself in that point of not seeing myself as a leader. Many times I don't still see myself more as a teacher. Yeah, I can accept that. But whatever you choose to call it, it doesn't really matter. It's more when you start to feel yourself being the first person that does everything. No one in my family does this. No one in my community does this. No one understands that. Well, just look at any leader in history. Look at any leader in any organization. The leader always or usually has an idea or gets an idea from someone and then starts to communicate that to the rest of the group. And in, at the beginning, it might be radical. It might be against everyone's belief systems, paradigm. And it might sound very strange, but that's how you change. You know, someone comes with something new, apply it, and you're consistent with it, and you're true to yourself, and you're honest to yourself, and people start to see that result. And I think ultimately a lot of people have that emptiness in them, that void that society creates today with all the stress and externalization of things. We have forgotten who we are and what we are. So people want to fill that up with something. And when you start to see someone else do that, you're attracted to that. And then you're back to the polarities, right? That's attracting you to something, to do something. So long story short, you're not just helping other people, you're helping yourself. And you're not just helping yourself, you're also helping other people, how matter you choose to look at it, right? So you do the work for yourself, and it will be healing for others. And I have, it's not strange for me, but it might be strange for listening to this podcast. Many times when I work with people, especially relationships, and relationships to parents is a big one, when they start to heal that within themselves, all of a sudden a person might call from their past. I haven't talked to this person in 10 years, 2-3 days. They reach out. There's an email. There's a call. And they're like, what's going on? I said, well, you clear the energy. you allowed for healing to happen because you're safe and you're no longer harboring any animosity against this person, and they feel it. It doesn't matter where they're at. You haven't met in years. They feel it. And they might reach out, they might not. I'm not going to guarantee they will, right? Some people still hold resentment. But it really opens up for that healing to happen. It gives a space for people to come through. And I think the more people do that, you know, we're going to heal the collective. So, and it's really that time, you know, we look at that time right now, energetically, things are just happening very much faster.
Yep.
And you may believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It's just evident. It just happens very fast, everything now. So I think the more people go in and actually do this kind of work, it's not for you anymore, right? It's not by being selfish. When you heal, you would truly start to heal everything around you. And I mean, what better gift is there? What better way is there to live life for me?
Yeah, but that's why we say that we work with conscious leaders. And I mean, we work with a lot of people who want to become healers and teachers and want to share the work that they do. A lot of people come from healing something very deep within them, and they then start to inspire other people to do the same. So it's a natural cycle. But not everyone feels like, oh, I want to, you know, crusade the world and heal other people. I mean, that's not always for everyone. But the thing is that if you heal yourself, you automatically become a conscious leader because you automatically heal everything around you. And you have an effect on other people. So you become a leader, as you said, Simba, whether you like it or not, you know, but you can still keep a very, you know, low profile, but you will have a positive effect on everything around you. But also what happens is, and what I'm feeling right now is that people are healing their generational traumas and the generational stuff, their generational programs that we don't need anymore. Because I see it also for myself, when I reach a level of unprocessed emotions that I can't relate to anything. I'm like, where does this come from? And the more I dig, the more I dig, it's like, oh, it's the generational, it's the collective. Yeah. So I'm doing healing for something greater than me at this point. But I mean, I've been going at it for seven years, but I even started before I left Sweden, but I left 7 years ago now. So it makes sense that I'm reaching like a different level of energy, but it's this new way of being where we come together and we want to create something new, something different, something better, something sustainable, something lasting. And it feels like people are like longing for this connection instead of this disconnect, the disconnect from the body, the disconnect from others, the disconnect from nature, the disconnect from abundance, the disconnect from purpose, the disconnect from freedom. It's like people are like, all right, I'm done. This is like, there has to be something else and I'm going for it. And people are going for it. And we are attracting a lot of women especially, and they are just, I'm ready to let go. And people are having the most extraordinary results. It's so beautiful to watch, and stepping into that core energy is such a big part of it, and letting go of the wounds from the past. It's like they're done, ready for something new, something fresh.
Yeah, I think that you know, the people who come here, you know, who've carried these wounds for a very long time, find out like actually how easy it is to let go of those. And it's through the variety of different techniques that we use and the space holding that we provide for people. But people, like you said, they're ready. They're ready for something different. They're tired of this old paradigm. We're done believing what society has told us, you know, and especially for the feminine and for the woman who society tells that you have to be the mother, the caretaker, the wife, the custodian, you know, all of these different roles, that's overbearing. And it's super unbalanced. And so women who've lived that way for a very long time eventually get to a place where they break, you know, or it just becomes so burdensome. And so our goal is to break that cycle.
Yeah.
And that will cause the generational effect, like you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people are saying it stops with me. right here now. It's like, I'm not doing it any longer. There has to be something else. And they realize that that is through the inner work. The inner work is the road to freedom. It's the road to finding your purpose and to live a life that is much, much more connected and meaningful with healthy relationship, meaningful relationships. And as it was for me, I could feel deep inside that this can't be it. This is like, this can't be it. There's something that I'm not seeing. There's something that I'm not, it's just, where is it? And I just packed a small bag and I just left because I was like, okay, I'm going to find it. I have to find it. And I did. And yeah, now we're helping people to do the same. And it's the most rewarding thing ever. So I understand that people want to become healers because it's also the natural cycle to be of service. If you manage to heal something with inside of yourself, then you want to share that with the world and to offer that to the world. So we want to really create those healers that, or teachers that, even though it's as a parent, you know, that you share it to your children, like this is another way to do it. You could live like this also.
Yeah.
So it's this giving back and creating those ripples.
For yeah.
People. Yeah.
And since, you know, so many people come to us with this need, and you know, both the ones that come here to Thailand and the ones that we work with online, we've decided that we want to put together a special offer around this idea of healing the relationship and bringing together the sacred union. So Sarah, tell us more about this offer that we are planning.
Yeah, so this will be an online course where we will share what we have learned about the relationship. It's a relationship course based in the polarities of the female and the masculine. So this could be for anyone who is in a marriage, in a relationship, but it could also be for single people. It can be for friends or people who wants to have better relationships at work. It doesn't matter what relationship it is, because we already talked a little bit about that. It starts with the relationship with the self, and then it moves outwards from there. So we will talk about absolutely the feminine and the masculine. We will talk about the sacred union with the self and how this affects the relationship, because the relationship between each other is the most important way of moving forward. Like, we heal ourselves, and then how do we interact and communicate with other people through true communication? So we will talk about true communication, and we will talk about the energies, and we will also provide, of course, the somatic work that is going to be very unique, because we don't share this any other place than within the relationships. So we have a lot of different somatic practices and different practices that we will present. So you can do it either on your own or join as a couple, as friends, as couple, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. Any if you feel drawn, then this is it's going to be a very, very unique course, I will say. And we are super excited to put this together, and it's going to be amazing. And it's not going to launch until February 2024, because we want to step into the energy of the 2024, which is going to be very, very powerful. But we are releasing the offer now. The only information we're releasing right now is the one that I shared. So we will keep talking about it, but it's an offer that will climb in price the more information that we share, and there will be an early bird later on, but this is the early bird. So there is it's a way for people to sign up already now for a very short, for a short period of time, and for a very low price, I would say. So you can sign up already today. The link is in the show notes.
Yeah, I would say if you're asking yourself, like, how can I show up better in my relationship with myself and to my partners? How can I heal myself for the benefit of myself and my partner? Then the answer to that question is to join our course.
Yeah. This will be a one time we do this live. We're not going to do it again. It's one time to send out that energy. It's our gift to humanity to share these things and to summarize what we know, what we have learned, and how it has worked for us. And yeah, it's going to be a very, very fun thing to do.
I think the main thing is it's an energetic transmission. Like we've done, I don't know how many courses I've done now and trainings with teachers, and can take a training, you can read a book, but it's an energetical transmission. And once you start to get that energetical transmission, that's usually the missing piece. See someone that embodies it, you get that push from someone else, and it usually just gives wins into your sails, right? You might feel like a stalemate. I don't know what to do. Is this the right thing for me? Is this, am I going to invest this money or not? It's a push. It's a push forward if you allow yourself to receive it. And it's just going to keep on moving from you to the next person, right? So if you allow yourself to have that, to receive that, then it's going to make your life better and others as well. But it's up to you really to make that choice. But once you take that leap of faith, you will inspire others to do so as well.
Yeah, this is going to be very, very fun. And all three of us are going to join. And we're going to teach you everything that we know about balancing the feminine and the masculine, and also how to navigate and form healthy, strong relationships. And if you are single, then you will learn how to manifest that true love like Mark did. How did he do that? And what happened? What was the processes? And the thing is that this is happening to our clients also, especially the women in my mentorship. It's very interesting to watch how they find the love of their lives through balancing and through the inner work and doing the work on, like what you said, start with the self. So if you don't have anyone yet, then this is a great, great way to get closer to a healthy relationship. Yeah. Or it's a way to learn more so you can navigate the relationship you are in. Or even better, if you are a couple, it's perfect to join together. Yeah.
Right. The gates are open.
Gates are open.
Yeah. I just thought of a beautiful quote from Rumi. It said, what you seek is seeking you. And I think the inner work, the transmission, and what we provide and seeing in our clients and ourselves is what allows you to receive it. So a lot of it's going to come naturally as we allow to remove that blockage and start to feel safe and seen in that. Not necessarily called out, just seen in that.
Beautiful.
All right. If you feel like you want to start earlier than 2024, we have two ways of working with us. You can either come to retreats. They start every month in the beginning of each month and is a three-week experience, a very, very deep and powerful experience. And so if you want to know more about that, you can reach out to us or to me or read more at livingwiththespirit.com. If you are unable to come to the farm, we also have an online offer that has three different levels, and it's equally powerful, but a little bit different. So it's a longer commitment when you work with us online because we start working with the situation that you are in. We actually start to change your life, like dig where you stand kind of, or build where you live. And at the retreat, you come for something specific and you do a massive deep dive into the depths of the self. So there's two different things. So the online is perfect to do before or after a retreat or as a standalone.
Yeah.
It's all available at livingwiththespirit.com and reach out. And we always offer free consultations because this is deep work, it's inner work, and you might have questions for us to see if we're a good fit, and there's never any strings attached to the consultation. It's a way to for you to find out if we are the ones for you, and for us to see if you are suitable for our program. So it's just a chat where we get to know each other and see if it's a way forward. All right.
Great.
Is that a
beautiful?
Perfect.
That's a wrap.
Lots of love. Have a great weekend and see you soon. Ciao.
Thanks, y'all.
Ciao.
Thank you.